You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Lewis Wallace. Remember that website, healthcare.gov, the one we went from calling glitchy to calling disastrous and back? Well, it's a year today since the federal government started offering health plans under the Affordable Care Act on that site. For the most part, the glitches and disasters have been cleared up, and the political battles are mostly over, too. What's happening now in the Miami Valley is an unprecedented growth in the numbers of people covered and a healthcare industry that's booming. First, a couple numbers. About 150,000 Ohioans signed up for health plans through the federal exchange during the first open enrollment. And in January, Ohio expanded Medicaid under Obamacare to cover more low-income adults. 360,000 people have already enrolled around the state. Dayton resident Sharon Wood is one of them. She had lost her job and her insurance and was doing temp work when something happened.
I was driving home from a job and everything just looked white. I couldn't see the cars.
Wood, who's diabetic, pulled off the road to clear up her vision. She went to the doctor and learned she was going blind.
I went into a total panic. I came in here saying, I need to go to the eye doctor again. What do I do?
To keep from losing her eyesight, treatments would be $50 a pop every few weeks, money she didn't have at all, living on Social Security. But then she got Medicaid, and now Wood gets treatments for free at Five Rivers Health Center.
I am able to continue to live on my own and be able to do the daily routines.
And now people like Sharon Wood also have more choices. Mamle Anim, the chief medical officer at Five Rivers, says when people come in because of the healthcare law, they're actually able to pay for what they need.
So this has really allowed us to do more for our patient, expand the options, and even, you know, give them better care.
And patients have the option to take their business somewhere else entirely, which means Five Rivers has to step up its game.
We've always tried to be, you know, do everything we come for a patient can do for a patient, but right now we realize that if we don't do it as fast as they need it or, you know, how they need it, they may go somewhere else. So that does put some pressure on us to even give them even more excellent care.
Right now, there's a 6 to 8 week wait for an appointment, so Five Rivers is expanding its family health center. And long waits are an issue all over. Clinics, primary care, urgent care are all seeing more patients. It's a relatively quiet day at the Huber Heights Emergency Department, but medical director Dr. Jenny Haller knows she needs to prepare for more new patients.
We've definitely seen spikes in volume, and to try to combat that, we've sort of been proactive and sometimes, unfortunately, reactive to increasing our staffing at all levels.
Kettering Health Network, which runs this ER, is ramping up staff and planning to open two more standalone ERs, one in Preble County and one in Springboro. But ERs are just an entry point. There are even bigger issues. There aren't enough family doctors or nurses, and getting a follow-up appointment anywhere can take weeks. Overall, though, most of the doom and gloom predictions about the Affordable Care Act haven't come true. Premiums aren't through the roof. The website pretty much works. And for Sharon Wood, the woman who had trouble with her eyesight, the law let her get coverage for her chronic illness.
If I didn't have Medicaid, I couldn't survive.
Ohio Medicaid enrollment is open year-round. The three-month period of open enrollment in federal healthcare.gov plans starts November 15th. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.